From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The crash of a small single-engine plane in a remote section of Alaska has claimed the life of former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. According to officials, the plane went down yesterday in a remote area some 325 miles southwest of Anchorage, killing Stevens and at least four others. NPR's Martin Costi says rescuers faced a major challenge getting to the remote crash site.
The crash happened in a part of southern Alaska that's the kind of place you can only get to by plane. Often you have to take a float plane and land on a lake. It's about 300 and something miles southwest of Anchorage, and there's a lot of unpredictable weather there. Oftentimes, small planes are flying line of sight, and it's just the kind of place where you have to be very careful about the weather and about the terrain.
Also on board the plane was former NASA Chief Sean O'Keefe and his son, both of whom are said to have survived the crash with broken bones. Still not clear what caused that plane to go down. Stevens was the longest-serving Republican ever to sit in the Senate till his political career hit a bump in the road. We get details from NPR's Brian Naylor.
Ted Stevens was first appointed to the Senate in 1968. He was elected to six subsequent terms. He once said Alaska had been left out of a lot of things, and his job was to close the gap. He brought billions in federal dollars to the state and was a target of anti-earmark lawmakers, many from his own party. But Stevens was unapologetic.
I'm guilty of asking the Senate for pork and proud of the Senate for giving it to me.
In October 2008, Stevens was found guilty of seven ethics violations, among them filing false financial disclosure forms. He lost re-election that November. The following April, the new Attorney General, Eric Holder, found evidence of prosecutorial misconduct, and the charges against Stevens were dismissed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Reserve's policymaking arm decided today to take small steps to help boost economic growth. Daniel Carson reports the Fed will start buying up government debt again.
The Federal Reserve was preparing to shrink its huge $2 trillion balance sheet. But with the recovery moving slowly, it's going to funnel cash from its mortgage securities to buy treasury bonds. The goal is to lower long-term rates on mortgages. David Ressler, chief U.S. economist with Nomura Securities, doesn't expect the move to light a fire under the economy. It's more a symbolic gesture.
The Fed is telling us they do have tools, they intend to use them, and the goal is to keep the markets and keep consumers and investors from believing that we're going to go into a Japan-style deflation.
Deflation is when prices of goods, homes, and wages all tumble suddenly. The Fed says the economic outlook is still uncertain, especially following a weak jobs report and slower growth in the second quarter. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Stocks recovered some lost ground after today's Fed meeting. The Dow, which had been down sharply, ended up down 54 points today. The S&P 500 was down 6 points. You're listening to NPR. New York Democrat Charles Rangel took to the floor of the House today to say he is not going anywhere despite charges of ethical wrongdoing he now faces. In a somewhat rambling speech, the former chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee also urged colleagues on the Ethics Committee to move quickly and, quote, "don't leave me swinging in the wind." Rangel has admitted to making mistakes but says he's not corrupt. Rangel was charged by the Ethics Committee with more than a dozen offenses, including omitting information on financial disclosure forms, using rent-stabilized apartments for his campaign committee, and failure to report income from a property in the Dominican Republic. A federal judge in New Orleans will hear most of the hundreds of lawsuits filed in connection with BP's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the oil giant had wanted cases heard in Houston, the base of its U.S. operations.
The judicial panel that selected the location said New Orleans is closest to the geographic and the psychological center of gravity for the litigation. Some wanted it heard in Miami, others in Mississippi. Lawsuits against BP and several other companies involved include the family of the 11 workers killed in the Deepwater Horizon rig explosion in April. Other lawsuits have been filed by fishermen, shrimpers, hotel owners, and others claiming they've lost money because of the spill. The same judge who ruled against the government's Deepwater Exploratory Drilling Moratorium will hear most of the cases. Several federal judges in New Orleans have removed themselves from the litigation because of ties to the oil and gas industry. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Federal appeals court has cleared the way for a government roundup of more than 2,000 wild horses in California and Nevada. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals refused late today to grant an emergency stay that had been sought by critics. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.